Beitza Yerushalmi, corresponding to Beitza Bavli Daf Lamed Vav. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Tesamid base at the Mishnah. Koshu Mishum Shvus, Mishum Roshus, Mishum Mitzvah, Chayavim Alav V'yamtif. The Mishnah says all of the rabbinic prohibitions of Shvus, Roshus, and Mitzvah, as we'll see, of Shabbos, apply to Yamtif. Eilehen Mishum Shvus, the following acts are prohibited because of shvus, from which the chachamim required a person to refrain, and their performance does not involve a mitzvah. One may not climb a tree, ride on an animal, swim, mesapkim, metapchim, which are two types of clapping, as the Gemara will explain, or dancing. The following optional acts are rabbinically prohibited, and the performance is considered slightly a mitzvah. One may not judge a case, marry, perform chalitza, or perform yibum. Eilehen mishum mitzvah, loy makdishim, loy marichin, loy machrimim, loy magbiim, truma, v'masus b'yomtuf. The following mitzvahs are rabbinically prohibited. One may not consecrate items to the Beis HaMikdash. One may not pledge the value of a certain person to the Beis HaMikdash. Consecrate an animal to be used for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. And one may not separate Tumas and Maisus on Yom Tov. Kol Eilu v'Yom Tov Amru Kal V'Chomer L'Shabbos. All these acts are prohibited on Yom Tov, and certainly or more so on Shabbos. Ein Ben Yom Tov L'Shabbos Ela Eichel Nefesh Balvad. The only difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos is the laws of food preparation. Gemara says, Shvus shehi roshus, roshus shehi mitzvah. The earlier statement deals with a shvus that is optional and not a mitzvah. The middle statement refers to an optional act that has some act of mitzvah to it, and the latter statement refers to a mitzvah. Evehi shvus shehi roshus le'oinim ve'ilon, v'loi roichim agabi behema, v'loi shatim al pnei amayim, v'loi sapkin, v'loi metapchim, v'loi merakdim. What's a shvus that is optional? We may not climb a tree, ride on an animal, swim, slap one's thighs, clap, or dance. Evehi roshus shehi mitzvah loy danin, v'loy mekadshin, v'loy choltzim, v'loy meyabim. What's an optional act that involves some aspect of mitzvah? One may not judge, marry, perform chalitza, or perform yibum. Tani ein oilim be'ilon ben lach ben yavish. The Bible says one may not climb a tree, whether it's moist or dry. Niche lach yavish kach anu oimim osa ladush al gabi zemur v'shabbos. The Gemara said it's understandable if it's moist, if one might break off a branch, but why is a dry tree prohibited? Do we say that one may not trample on a detached branch on Shabbos? The answer is like this Bryce follows the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who said that it's prohibited to plant near a dry vine, even if its leaves fell off, as there might be still some moisture in it, but if one did, the produce is not prohibited. Divrei HaKol Osu Ilan Yavish Mipnei Ilan Lach. The Gemara rejects that and says, no, this Braisa follows all opinions. They prohibited a dry tree on account of a moist tree. Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Osu Pari Kami Rav. Rav Chiya Bar Ashi ran and arrived somewhere before Rav. Amalei Beida Asisa. Rav said to Rav Chiya, which route did you take to arrive here before me? Amalei Bahu Tamasa Akimta. Rav Chiya said, on the way of the crooked, dried out date palms. Amalei Mancharalach. Rav said, who permitted you to do this trampling on a dried out tree on Shabbos? Rav Acha b'shem Rav Osa Ladush Agabi Zmura b'Shabbos V'Osa Ladloish Shoshe Zmura b'Shabbos He Shoshe Ilan He Kolsei Achuv Gvoyim Gimel Avelim Einan Gvoyim Gimel Ka'eretim. Rav Acha quoted Rav saying that it's prohibited to trample on a vine on Shabbos, and it's prohibited to detach roots of a vine on Shabbos. This applies both to roots of a tree and a cabbage. It's permitted to sit on them only if they're shorter than 3 trochim, as they are then considered to be like the ground. Why did Chazal say that one may not climb a tree on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Lest you forget and eat the fruit, or lest you forget and shake the tree to knock down the fruit. We bring a proof from a vice that if a person is riding on an animal, we tend to get down. This shows that the concern is lest you forget and shake the animal and it fall under its load. Rav Why do they say that if a person is riding on an animal, we tell him to get down? Chavai says, lest the animal collapse under its load. Amalain Rabbi Yossi, Hageatzmacha, Shahaya Hogan Echad Gadol. Rabbi Yossi asks the question, what if the animal was large and strong? Tana Rabbi Acha Bar Papa, Koim Rabbi Zeira, Shnihi, Shir Mitzvah, Al Mesura, Al Shvisus Behema, Kamayu, Lamayunuch, Shurcha, Vachamorcha, Kamaycha. Rabbi Acha Bar Papa answered Rabbi Zeira from Abaisa, as he's commanded in the resting of his animal, as the animal is working for him, because the Pasuk says in Shmois Chof Kimmel, Perek Yud Beis, in order that your ox and your donkey shall rest like you. If Tanayatani Nishanim Bebehema, if Tanayatani Enisham Bebehema. One by the teachers one may lean on an animal, and one by the teachers one may not lean on an animal. Amor of Chista, Mandama Nishanim Beboy, Mandama Enishanim Betash. And Chista says one may lean on a healthy animal, but not on a weak animal. Rabbi Yosef Omer is Palgun, Rabbi Abba Mamo, Rechavaya Chad Omer Nishanim, Rechona Omer Enishanim. Rabbi Yosef says that Abba Bamamo and Chavaya disagreed. One said that a person may lean on an animal, one said that he may not lean. Mandama Nishanin, Bahu, the Mistamich, Tzivcha, Mandama Inishanin, Bekovish, Ez Kvedoi. The one who said that one may lean refers to when he's only leaning a little. The one who says that one may not lean refers to when he leans his full weight upon it, so it's termed as using an animal. Vlayadin Man Amado, Aman Amado, Mimada. The Lay Amr of Yosef Bashem Rabbi Abba Bamamo Kulum Havi Du Amr Nishanim Bari Enesham Batash. However, we didn't know who said each statement, but from the fact that Rabbi Yosef didn't explicitly quote Rabbi Abba Bamamo's opinion, this suggests that Rabbi Abba agrees with Rabbi Chista that one may lean on a healthy animal, but not on a weak one. Lay Shatana Pleyamayim, the Mishnah taught that one may not swim. Rabbi Akiba Zavdi Bashem Rabbi Abo Zaisameris Shasla Nashit. Rav Yaakov HaZavdi, quoting Rabbi Avosa, this teaches one may not float an object towards or away from him in a river. Rabbi Abba Mari, Rabbi Matanya, Avin Yasvin, Chaman Lachad Ba'anash, Batzal Maya, Lacha Alacha Meshasi. Rabbi Mari and Rabbi Matanya were sitting, they saw someone separating the water with his hand, this side and that, and then drinking it. It was prohibited as he was sending it downstream. His purpose was to separate impurities in the water. Rabbi Abba, Ma'av Mari Lubritania, Hadahid Rabbi Amir Yaakov, Azavdi, Vashem Rabbi Abo, Asa, La Adam Lai Shit Dava, Ralichim Etzlai. Rabbi Abba Mari said to Matanya, this is the same as the statement of Rabbi Yaakov Azavdi, quoting Rabbi Abo, that a person may not float an object towards or away from him. Amalei Hadahid Etanin, and Treva Adam Sachavis, Lecholmim in Agregus. Rabbi Matanya responded, no, it's like the Mishnah in Masechah Shabbos that teaches the one that a person may break a barrel in order to eat the figs inside it. But on Mesapkin, the Mishnah taught one may not do an act of Mesapkin, which would translate as clapping. Sipukshu mechamasoi kamadat ama v'icha afpalak yabilam v'isapik eskapov. Sipuk refers to clapping in anger, as the Pasuk says in Bamidbar Pek Chavtala Pasuk Yud, Balak became furious with Bilam and he clapped his hands. Blometapkin, the Mishnah taught one may not do metapkin, which is another form of clapping. Tipuach shu leotzoinoi, tipuach refers to clapping intentionally. Rav Yonah, vechevaya, chad ama achin, shawi vachin, asa, vechon ama, ben achin, asa, vliyadin, manamada. Rav Yonah and Chevaya disagreed. One opinion held that clapping by smacking the back of one's hand is permitted, but if done in the regular way, it's prohibited. The other opinion held that even one claps with this change, it's still prohibited. However, we don't know who said each statement. Min ma'ad amaviyona is haven havasavin viyaminen v'haven metapchin achor yedehen yedehen b'shabsa havidu ama hachin shavi v'chin asa. From the fact that Viyona said that there were elderly men in our times who would clap on Shabbos by smacking the back of their hands, this shows that Viyona was the opinion that permitted it. Rabbi haven Rabbi was marrying off his son, Rabbi Shimon, and the guests were clapping by smacking the backs of their hands on Shabbos. Rabbi Meir passed by and heard the noise. He said, did the sages permit transgressing the laws of Shabbos? Shoma Rabbi Kalia Ame Mihu Zeh Shabbat Lidoisenu Vaseich Beitenu. Rebbe heard Reb Meir's voice and said, "Who's coming to trouble us in our own home?" Some say he said, "Who is coming to excommunicate us in our own home?" Rebbe heard Rebbe's voice and he fled. Rebbe's servants chased him persistently. The wind blew off Rebbe Meir's headscarf from his neck. Rebbe looked out the window and saw Rebbe Meir's neck from behind. He later said, "I merited my sharpness in Torah only because I saw the back of Rebbe Meir's neck." Rebbe Yechon of Shimon Lokesh, Trehoin, Amrin, Anna Le Zachinon, Le Yuaisa, El Bagain, De Chaminon, Et Sparsei, De Rebbe, Min Gulkevkin, Didei. And Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish said that we merited Torah only because we saw the finger of Rebbe protruding from his sleeve.